Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
Poor Jeff Probst. He charmed us as the host of the long-running Survivor, but he couldn't quite bring that same magic to daytime TV. CBS has canceled his talk show after one season. Just last week, Ricky Lake found out she's getting the axe after her revived talk show only is going to make it 1 year. Katie Couric doing the happy dance, though. Her new daytime talk show pulled enough numbers and will live to see another season.
Number four.
Taylor Swift loves a bad boy, so I wonder if she's going to try to hook back up with her ex now that Connor Kennedy has a criminal record. He was arrested outside the White House yesterday for protesting against some pipeline, and his daddy can't even be mad at him because Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was arrested right alongside his son.
Number three.
Tiara told us that men love her. She told us she could get any man to marry her, and now it looks like she was telling the truth. Maybe. Not really buying it yet, but Tiara's brother says it's true. He says after she was kicked off The Bachelor, she reconnected with a guy that she'd been seeing on and off for a few years, and just this week, he popped the question.
Number two.
It was worse than Lady Gaga thought. She has to have surgery to repair a tear to her right hip, so the remaining dates of her Born This Way ball tour have been canceled. Anyone who bought tickets can get a refund at the point of purchase.
Number one.
And the worst job at the Grammys this year must have been seat assigner. A source making seating charts says it was a bit of a headache when Taylor Swift's handlers came in at the last minute saying she didn't want to be seated anywhere near Carrie Underwood. It's not like there was a specific incident, but sources say Taylor feels like Carrie's just always rude to her, so she'd rather avoid the situation. Another seating nightmare, Katy Perry. She didn't want to sit anywhere near her former award show BFF Rihanna because she doesn't approve of her rekindled relationship with Chris Brown and doesn't want it to look like she supports her in that decision. That's your showbiz top five.
Kid Craddock in the morning.